Well, I thought yesterday was exciting myself. I don't know what you guys thought about it, but first day in pads, it was good. And really, I think the players are excited about getting the pads on as well, because this is football and it's contact sport, and it's part of their job to play the game in pads. So overall, I thought it was good, and we had a nice day for it. It's a lovely day. You know, it was a little warm, but toward the end, they were dragging just a little bit, which is understandable. Extra weight, more heat. But I thought they did a good job of working through it and fighting through it. And so we're pleased by that. And I think that they're even more pleased by the cloud cover that we have today that might help them a little bit. So we've got a good day's work in, and then we're looking forward to a good day's work again today. Yesterday, unfortunately, Kyle McCarthy, you know, not yesterday, but the day before, Kyle, you know, had the knee. And I mentioned to you that it didn't look good and it's not good. And he's going to have surgery on it. So we waived him because of the youth where he is in the CBA. We had to waive him injured, which means that he'll come back to us on IR, which opens up a spot. And so we fill that spot with a linebacker, Edgar Jones, who had played at Baltimore before, and I think he went to school at Southeast Missouri. So I think he can help us at the linebacker spot and help us on special teams as well. So we added him to the squad, and he's trying to get his feet on the ground and learn his way around the campus and learn his way around the playbook. We've already started that process. The other thing that will be significant today is that Brandon Albert will be in pads for the first time. So we're excited to get him out there and work with him as well. The only other significant thing, it seems like there are more significant things, Brandon Seiler was not at practice today. His ankle got a little sore yesterday, and so we probably need to rest him and then get it back. And the other guys who had injuries, significant injuries coming off of last season, you know, they made it through, but we didn't overload them as far as reps went or anything like that. And we try to manage the reps, and we'll add reps as we go along so that they can get used to hitting, get used to the pads, and go that away. But overall, I thought it was a pretty decent day and looking forward to the day. With that, go ahead. Yeah, it was a little thin. You know, we had five guys lined up there, and then when Justin went down with that stomach problem he had, now we got four guys. And not only were they playing defense, they were playing special teams as well. And then with the heat the way it is and pads for the first time, we kind of felt like we needed to add a guy to help us in that area. No, I think Andy has value on defense. Andy knows the system. Andy has come into the games and played very well when he's come in, you know. And I think that so far I've seen some improvement in his attitude, improvement in what he's been able to get done on the field. And I thought he had a decent day yesterday, you know. So I like Andy a lot, and I'm excited about Andy. I think he's a good guy for this team. Well, Gabe is still learning. You know, he's still in that learning process, and I think I've seen some improvement there, but we're still working with him and getting him to improve.
We're going to talk with Brian Dable today. He's kind of hard to miss on the field with his yellow shirt and floppy hat.
Well, he's a quarterback. All the quarterbacks are in yellow.
Yeah. What's going to make his offense go? What distinguishes his offense compared to others in the league or what was run here before?
Well, you know, Brian is a very smart young man, and he's been under a couple different guys and a couple different systems, and he, I think he's put some things from all those systems together that will make him effective. He does a good job of using personnel. And last year, after they got settled at Miami, His offense did very well, you know, and I'm anticipating that he'll be able to get that done here as well.
How important was it to bring in a guy like Peyton Hillis in the running back spot to provide a veteran presence and also maybe add a little bit of insurance for a guy like Jamal coming off of a major knee injury?
Well, I think it will be important. You know, you didn't know exactly other than the fact that he was productive 1 year in Cleveland, and then the other years not so much. But we like what we see, and we think that he will be a good complement to Jamal.
Back to Dable for a second. Your West Coast offenses, you know, we hear, you know, Coyle. What's this? I mean, is this a multi? I know you use a lot of those bootlegs we see. Just kind of talk about not giving away the plays. Just what are the tenets of this offense?
Well, you know what? Everybody always wants to put an identity on an offense. What kind of offense is it? Well, hopefully it'll be a winning offense, okay? And then in saying that, what I've discovered over the years is each game is a different offensive game plan. And Daboll comes from that lineage about game planning for the opponent, knowing what you have and what your strengths are, and then what the opponent weaknesses are, and then you game plan accordingly. I think that the weapons that we have will help Brian be able to put a good game plan together, you know, because we do have some ability. Now, with all that being said, you know, and it changes from game plan to game plan, I think you look at what we have. We got guys who can run the ball. We've got guys who can catch, you know, and got to be able to block and protect. And so if we can do that, then I think that, you know, the offense will be sufficient.
How has Stanford Route gelled with his secondary? How has he come over? What are you impressed about what Stanford Route brings to the secondary?
Well, we're impressed by his ability. He's still learning the system as well, and he has to learn and understand how we play, you know, because how he played at other places is not the way that we play. And so he's got to ingrain himself into the Chiefs' way. And he's working on that, and we'll be able to get that done.
What about Jaleel Brown from last year to this year? Any noticeable difference?
Yeah, I like Jaleel. Jaleel made progress, and it started showing up toward the end of last year. You know, things start clicking for him, and he showed up more on special teams than anything else. But he's got some size, got some speed, and he's got some toughness. And so I think that will bode well for him, you know, as a defensive back. Well, I think that if he can make a significant upgrade and be a significant upgrade for us, that will help everybody involved, you know, because that guy plays the run, if he can rush the passer. And, you know, I told you guys that he might be able to start or have an opportunity to have more of an impact on third down than on first and second down initially because he has to learn the technique and the system. So it's early. And probably he looks a little bit better on third down than he does on first and second right now. But if he can come along, just like any player, if they can come along, they will be able to help you. So we'll have to see how it goes. And you know, when Arizona gets here and we play them in that first game, I think we'll find out a lot.
Do you like what you've seen so far for them?
Yeah. He's got good ability, got good size, got a good work ethic. You know, so now we'll see where that takes him.
Robert, can you talk about the energy that Tom brings to practice? It seems that he's always the first guy over on the practice field. He's doing the hand work over on the sidelines. It seems like he's, you know, really energetic.
Well, you see him play. You see the energy he displays when he plays the game. And that's what he is. He has a high-energy guy. He's always working at his craft, trying to get better all the time. And that's what he brings to the table. You know, and the guys in the locker room, they appreciate the energy that he brings.
What does it mean for the younger guys, the newcomers, the new guys, to see that one of your best players, that linebacker, is also one of your hardest workers?
Well, I think that's good because now they understand the standard that they have to live up to if they want to be good players. Well, we have to see. I mean, you know, we've been in pads one day, and so it's too early. We have to see what they can do.
Do you
You know, we got bodies there, and we like the talent that we have there. We like the some of the technicians that we have there, but still you got to produce on the field.
Coach, you talk a lot about doing different things on offense. You do that with an inexperienced center. Is that any concern to you at all?
It's always a concern when you don't have the experience, you know, but he seems to be a fast learner, and he's picking up things and kind of taking command, you know, with our offense, and if he continues to improve, I think that he'll be able to hold his own.
One more, Adam. Romeo, practice in pads today?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what the rule was. You could
have back-to-back. No, yeah, well, one a day now. Basically, it's one a day.
Once a day,
and then, yeah. No, you can go once a day. You're limited in the amount of time you can have on the field,
yeah.
You know.
You mentioned earlier that some of the guys who were rehabbing, obviously they didn't get snaps in the team stuff yesterday. You going to mix those guys in today? Will they get some of that?
We're going to start mixing them in, giving them some snaps in team.
All of them?
Hopefully all of them, yeah. I know Eric Berry, he threatened me if I didn't let him come up, go in and play some, so I might have to let him get a couple team reps.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.